A growing number of school districts nationwide are discovering that students not only need STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math, but an added element, art. Lakota has also added medical, forming the STEAM Squared acronym. At Liberty Junior School, teacher Doug Knoxel instructed seventh graders in his design class to build the tallest structure they could with certain specifications.
Let's see, we're up to 108 inches, so we hold the record right here, right now, with this group.
The U.S. Labor Department says one half of the fastest growing occupations are STEAM squared related fields. Lakota Elementary School students will design windmills and alarms. They'll also model membranes. Seventh grader Jake Apking didn't know what to expect when he came to this design class a few weeks ago.
Well, I looked around the room and I thought it was mostly with computers, but I guess it's more of like building and kind of collaboration.
Butler Tech provides the instructors and curriculum. Eventually, the seventh graders will model in computerized 3D.
These kids are ready for it. These kids want this. These kids want to have a multidisciplinary classroom where they can pull together the great stuff of their science teacher, the great stuff of their math teacher, and pull it together right here in a practical way to be innovative.
The program is on a 5-year rollout. When these seventh graders get to high school, they can choose one of two paths, pre-engineering or biomedical. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.